Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for riding through the break. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Welcome back to the campfire. Little Led Zeppelin coming back. Levee break. KFNS 590 The Fan, your host, Ray I. On this beautiful May morning, last weekend of turkey season, we're having a great show. Lots of talking about turkeys and the flooding and things going on. And got my guide, my turkey guide, my river rat, my man, the wild man, Billy Smith, on the line with us. We went down to a little hunt with Billy, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about what's going on down there. We'd planned a river hunt down at Eminence. With the water up, that was impossible, so we went on a little turkey hunt, which was a lot of fun. I'd like to give a shout-out to Jim Anderson and thank him again for taking care of us in Eminence, the mayor of Eminence. Jim Anderson put us in a beautiful house at Shady Lane's Cabins, and we do enjoy our time down there. Our next guest is a river rat, a wild man, an old hippie, Ozark hippie. Great guy, great friend. We're going to talk a little bit about the flooding, about a little turkey hunting in the hills. Let's do a little intro for this. Wait a minute, Maddie. Let's play something a little more suiting to Shannon County and all those boys in that country. Here we go.
Love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. It's just not enough.
On the line with us, down in the Ozarks, down in the hills and the hollers, we have Mr. William Billy Wildman River Rat Smith. Billy, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here on the show with you.
Things got pretty rough down there, huh, Billy, with all that flooding? Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what's happened down there in your area in the Ozarks?
Yes, Ray. Historic floods. The recorded levels on the current river from 1904, we've exceeded that both at Eminence and at Van Buren by 6 to 8 feet of that. Really devastating what has happened to some of our communities, the homes, the businesses that have been inundated with flood water. Folks are already working hard and recovering, and man, we'll be rocking and ready to go before you know it.
Yeah, that's one thing about the Ozark folks down in your neck of the woods in your country, is they're really resilient. They come right back, bounce right back. They look at the bright side of everything, come back, and say, you know, we're going to rebuild quicker and better, and everything's going to be better.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've been going back and forth between from here on the porch to Van Buren and back with my daughter and grandkids and seeing the communities in the area. And yes, it is. Folks are working hard, getting ready for the summertime.
Yeah, summertime. Tourism's coming. And with all that damage and stuff, right during turkey season, we had a great hunt with you. I appreciate you taking me and Mark out. Of course, we got to spend a little time down there in Eminence. We knew the storm was coming. We heard it that morning we were hunting. But I had no idea of the impact it would have. And, you know, we just want to give our best to everyone out there and think about them, pray about them, that everybody's okay. Because that was really something to see. All the roads closed and all the damage and bridges being washed out, just a mess. But it was turkey season, and that didn't deter some of the turkey hunters like you and me. We were right out there amongst them.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, if you've got the opportunity, you can't wait.
Yeah, you got to stay.
Have the chance.
Beautiful country you showed us that morning. Well, I want to tell my listeners, we had planned another river hunt. Me and you have planned a lot of river hunts, and that Mother Nature's never been really fair to us. Last year, we were able to get on the water and had a fabulous hunt. Even though the girls we were hunting with didn't kill a turkey, they said it was the best trip they ever had, and there's no way I could ever top that hunt on the riverboat with you guys. So we were going to do that this year, and the water was up, so you took us to one of your cool places in the hills. Remind me of when I was a kid. Beautiful place. Heard lots of turkeys. We had lots of good food. Hey, tell me about that little restaurant you took us to after our hunt. That was really good.
Oh, yes. A new opening of a restaurant here in the Somersville area, the Rusty Gate at the Sale Barn. And great folks, really good service, great food, reasonable prices. You know, it's just your everyday type of mom-and-pop restaurant. I'd encourage anybody that's in the area, make that part of your plans to stop.
Absolutely.
They are open on Wednesdays through Sunday afternoon. So make it a part of your trip. Well, you will just enjoy it.
Yeah, it was good. And my listeners know, if me and you are going to talk about turkey hunting, we are going to talk about breakfast. It's just going to happen, you know.
Oh, yes. Yes. Part of the routine, yeah. You know.
Yeah, so as a river guy and a fishing guide, what are we looking like? How much time are we going to have before these folks can get back to fishing and back to normal on those waterways in your country?
Well, right now with this rain that's just recently happened, a second wave of a rain, and the Jack's Fork River has, I know, looking at the river gauges, they come back up again. You know, it'll drop down in a couple of weeks to 3 weeks. If we don't get any more significant rainfalls, we'll be starting to get back down to normal is what I would predict. It's not going to be, you know, rise as fast. Goes down fast.
All right. As a guy that maneuvers those rivers and knows those rivers with structure and stuff, this flood, this heavy, hard water, had to have effect on some of the structure. Wouldn't you recommend that some of the fishing guys go out there and be careful where they're going and watch for changes in the river? I know that you probably will.
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, I recently had a conversation with a fellow fisherman that we're expecting to see some significant changes in channel flows where the river that does that. You know, the logs get up and it cuts out different places, takes a different path. They take a path where a channel where it used to go maybe 100, 200 years ago.
Wow.
That the river will start flowing that way. So, yeah, we will be out there. We'll be getting out there, taking a look at it, seeing what we've got. But as soon as it gets back down here, I'm expecting, you know, I'll be back out on the water and hopefully in a week or okay. Within 2 weeks to take a boat ride to observe and see what's happened.
And then you'll be set up. You can take somebody fishing. I've got a question I've heard nobody talk about, Billy Boy, and that's that water that was up and like went through Eminence. It took out the campground. It took out all kinds of stuff. It was really heavy, hard, fast traveling water. What happens to all the smallmouth and little fish that were swimming in the regular current and all of a sudden that comes up? Does it wash them away? Do they hide? Does anybody know?
No, you know, I mean, the fish are resilient. They're natural. They will just get in behind the structure that's there. This is my observation or thoughts on it. Whether it moves them significantly, I'm not aware of that. Of course, this is an unprecedented flood. Excuse me for the mispronunciation.
That's all right.
And, you know, we'll see. We'll get out there. You know, Ray, this has happened for eons.
Yes.
And there's always been fish here.
When you go back fishing, you go back and you're going to throw that worm out there and you're going to catch another fish. And here we go again, right? In a couple weeks.
Yes, I will approach my areas, the fishing on the river, just like I always have.
Okay.
I'll have spinnerbait on, crankbait, the plastic, you know, worms and that. I will be fishing it in the same method, the same manner. Yes, it will move logs, root wads. It will make some changes, but the fish will they'll get into those target areas as they are feeding. Once the spawn is over, there you go. Expecting to catch fish in the same areas.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, well, summer's coming. It's about time for tourism season again. I'm sure that the local folks are going to get things cleaned up and work hard and have the area ready for floaters and barbecues and cookouts and fishing and all the neat things to go see down there like the springs. And it's really cool, that area that you're in down there, Billy, that a lot of people, why I want to get you on the radio, need to realize how many different things there is to do down in that country and how beautiful it is.
Oh, yes. There is a variety of sites to see, whether it be go see the elk at Peck Ranch, tour the area along the Current and Jack's Fork area to look for the wild horses. You've got canoeing, kayaking, floating, horseback riding, lots of neat natural features for sightseeing and cultural resource sites. It's wonderful. It's a gem that we have here that is just great to experience.
And they also have a little Mexican restaurant that I sat across from you and had a margarita with with Jim Anderson.
Yeah.
Great little place. Eminence is a neat town, a neat community. I know you originally grew up there, and I always enjoy coming down there and enjoying seeing everybody. You never meet any place in the country where people are more friendly than Eminence, Missouri.
You drive down the street, and they will wave at you
yes,
if you're meeting oncoming traffic.
Yeah, they do. And everybody talks to you. Everybody waves to you. Everybody's so friendly. And we really enjoy the time down there. Well, Billy, enjoyed my hunt with you. Enjoyed seeing you again, my friend. Thank you for taking the time to let my listeners know about the fishing and about what went on down there in the Ozarks. And we appreciate it very much. And we'll be talking to you real soon. Okay, brother?
All right. Enjoy and come back. I'm sitting here on the porch enjoying the morning and would looking forward for you to get back and sit and enjoy that with me.
Yeah, I enjoy that porch. And I'm going to tell my listeners, I've been on that porch during turkey season, and I had a big cup of coffee at first, and it wasn't long. I had a little peach pie, had a little apple pie, and I don't mean the regular pie. I mean it was in a mason jar. Thanks, Billy.
I think so. You bet. That's right.
Hey, guess what? I love you, brother. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Take care. Bye now.
Billy. Thank you. All right, boys and girls. That was a great interview with my great friend, Billy William Wildman River Rat Smith. Always a good time to get him on the show. He's our roving reporter. And with that, we need to take a break, and we're going to see you all on the other side, baby.